Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 272. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Usually we have a bunch of guys on the show talking about a bunch of apps, but it is Developer Monday today, and we're going to mix it up a little bit. We love to have developers on the show because these apps are literally changing the world. They're like shaping the civilization. They're giving us all kinds of new ideas, and we love app developers. So today, I'm happy to introduce Edith Young joining us from Dolphin today. I'm sure a lot of you have used the Dolphin browser. That's the company she's from. And we're super happy to have her on and talk to her about her apps. What's up, Edith?
Hey, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on.
Yep, my pleasure.
My name's Steve Cherubino. For anybody tuning in for the first time, we also have Eric Ardini with us from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Oh, not much. I'm just, I'm actually kind of excited because this weekend it started to get cold. We had just a little spitting of snow a couple weekends ago, but now this weekend's going to get 70 again.
Oh, wow.
So it's winter's not quite here. I'm just so happy. We got a parade to go to Saturday. And I remember last year when we went to this parade, it was really cold. It's in a town called Galena, Illinois. Really nice parade. And one of the cool things they do is they have the baskets of hot air balloons pulled behind and sitting in the back of trucks, and to warm up the audience along this parade route, they'll pull the fire thing and just blow these huge bursts of fire right in the downtown area to warm everybody up, and you can feel the heat off of them.
So, really?
But luckily they won't need to have that, but it's still pretty cool looking because it's a Halloween parade at night, so, and that really just lights it up.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Cool. Even if it's warm, they should still do the fire thing.
Because I'm sure they will. Yeah, I think that's like a draw now.
As long as they don't burn like the town down.
I know. Right. It's really risky.
That's so funny. Very cool. Well, let's talk to Edith a little bit. Like I mentioned, I've used Dolphin browser. Eric's used Dolphin. Probably tons of our listeners use Dolphin. What is going on at Dolphin these days, Edith? And what do you want to talk about?
First off, you know, Steve and Eric, thank you for having me on. I am super excited to be on the show, and you know, for us, maybe just a little bit of background, just in case that you guys didn't know about Dolphin, we are mainly actually focusing on Android. We do have iOS version, but you know, iOS is don't let people to set anything other than their own default, pretty closed system. And for us, we now been around almost 4 years now, and started super early when there was only 3,000 app on the Android, and now it's over a million, just crazy. Just basically been working hard, chugging along, continue wanting to listen to all of our users. I can't imagine that we still get at least 200 or 300 emails per day from all of you telling us what to improve and what to change. So just been super focused and want to continue the mobile browsing experience for everyone.
Wow. 200 to 300 emails a day. That's
yeah.
Pretty good. I mean, you guys have been around since pretty much the beginning. I remember Dolphin Browser from way back.
Yeah. I was just kind of doing a little background checking. I wanted to see what episode it was that we actually brought Dolphin to the show and how long ago it was. Because I remember Dolphin being one of the very first apps on my device. It looks like we brought it in episode 47.
Oh, which wow. Thank you.
That would have been.
Thank you for mentioning us back then.
That would have been like 2010 or so. And it was Dolphin for Pad version 1.0 beta.
Right. We were also testing out sort of a special version just for the Android tablet. But yeah, like for us, you know, maybe I can just like start talking. Doesn't matter mm-hmm. what question you ask me.
Sure.
For those of you who didn't know, like we started really wasn't, we weren't trying to like, oh, we're going to build a big company. It's really like when we first pick up the first Android phone that we have was HTC G1. And just couldn't believe how bad the default browsing experience was. And at the time, funny enough, I don't know what your audience feel about Microsoft, but many of us actually came from Microsoft originally, some of our early engineers. And we just sort of picked up Android phone. We were sort of really excited about it because at the time we felt like, oh, well, this is finally a very open smartphone platform that came out. And we figured that, you know what, like, let's Oh, my light just turned off. We play the Diva browser, and we're like, you know what? We can do. There got to be something better. And then we were just basically keep looking and looking and couldn't believe how bad it was, and we couldn't find anything better. So we decided to just build our own. And we called it Dolphin because we thought you want your mobile browser to be really fast. Dolphins swim really fast, really smart. You can pretty much, we're trying to imagine, okay, if you don't basically port over a browser from desktop to mobile, what should it be? It should be touch, it should be voice, it could be, all kind of things to help us to eliminate typing. So our gesture feature, which you can pretty much draw, let's say, I draw S to Steve.com or E to Eric.com, maybe your E and my E means completely different things. So we want people to be able to define it. So gesture pretty much most of these features come from a user suggestion. And then we also came up with the idea of voice browsing. So you can literally say things like eBay Nike shoes, show you all the Nike shoes. You can just talk to Dolphin, just like you would talk to a real Dolphin, right? It would show you a whole list of Nike shoes without you typing anything. So these like cool sort of innovative features mostly come from our users. But don't quote me on it, maybe, other browsers, we don't check out too much of our competition, like, so definitely I need to keep tab of it. But I believe it was still like the first one or the only one that support the whole concept of add-on. So basically sort of like Firefox plugin for desktop. As all the other browsers don't really support that, we're the only one that support add-ons. So you can add Dropbox, you can add Evernote or LastPass or PDF, turn to PDF, a whole bunch of these that our user really, really like. So you can sort of add on that experience to your normal Dolphin and make it more fun and easier to use. So yeah, that's sort of the overview of what we're about. And yeah, still working very, very hard. I want to say now we're at about 150 million install worldwide. Wow. And, US is still our number one. Probably 30-40% of our users are in the States. So,
very cool. So you've been with Dolphin from the beginning then?
Yeah, I just started my career as a developer. Not a very good one. But I don't code anymore. I focus on more on partnership with Dolphins, for Dolphins, but all around the world. So,
I see.
Have you worked in the browser area before you started Dolphin?
I have not. I worked, funny enough, I used to work for a lot of very boring enterprise company, mostly software also, but the client server and a lot of like CRM, all enterprise stuff. I worked for Siebel and Oracle and Autodesk, some of the previous company I work with.
So that's kind of boring compared to what you're doing now.
Yeah, I'm sure that you guys talk with many, many other developers. I love the fact that, at least for me, I think that this few years I start going to a lot of emerging countries. So we're growing really, really fast in countries like Russia, China, India, Indonesia. In these places, you go there, and it's so okay. Not particularly India, Indonesia, pretty poor, and they can't afford a desktop. Like they don't even have a laptop. There's no like Web 1.0 or 2.0. They just start completely from nothing. So, And now like you pick up an Android phone, you can get some of these phones. Let's say India, right? Micromax is like a $50 Android phone, and it looks pretty good. So many of these guys, like for the first time, have access to the internet, and to me, it's very exciting because now mobile browser is the entry point, right? And many of these phones, like they're not the nice, I think behind Eric is a nice little Samsung Galaxy.
That's the Note 4, yeah. That's for next week. Next week we'll be getting that one.
All right. So with that, like, they don't have that, right? So most of their sort of the memories of these phones is much lower. So they cannot actually afford to download a whole bunch of apps on these lower end handsets. So pretty much Mac browser are super important things for these developing countries. And they just go in the browser and start doing everything. So, which motivated us even more. I'm geeky, but I'm not that geeky. But still, like, we work on a lot of HTML5 related apps. So if you can imagine, one day you don't download anything at all. You're just basically using the browser and run HTML5 apps, all the web apps. Why do you even need to install anything?
I see.
Right. So that's sort of what we're excited in. In developing and really, you know, laser focus on, you know, creating even more and work with other developers to do it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it is.
So go ahead, Eric.
Just the idea of what she said about the people's first experience with the internet being on the phone, that I just don't even imagine that. I mean, yeah. It's great though. I mean, and then so your plugins, like you said, that you could have a PDF, you have a PDF reader that can be built in without having to open a separate app. Then when somebody downloads a PDF, see, that's great, because a lot of times you'll download something and you're like, say you just got done ROMing your phone or something. You don't have any application built to open this file or whatever. You know,
right?
Yeah,
it's nice that they wouldn't have to think about that kind of stuff.
Like, the part that I hate sometimes, like, let's say I take a screenshot or I have to exit wherever I was and then go back to the app to upload it. It's just, like, too much work. So
I agree.
Yeah. For us, we basically, even for myself, so how can we actually shorten the cycle? So shorten the time so we don't have to, like, waste all these times, like, go in and out or... And all that. You just get it done and save it to Evernote, save it to Dropbox or whatever you want. It's just done.
Especially on mobile devices, like, an extra second feels like forever.
Yeah.
Like, I would totally, like, ROM my phone or get a new phone if something's taking me like a second longer than it should. Seriously. I mean, we've gotten that spoiled. Makes me feel bad now when you tell us, you know, how people in these other countries don't even have, like, computers or this is their first phone.
Yep.
But tell us more about what makes Dolphin different from other browsers. What are some of the features?
Yeah, totally. One of the big thing, actually, honestly, it was sort of, we didn't realize it was a big thing, but playing Flash video. So some of you may not know that, you know, Adobe sort of stopped supporting Flash. I think now maybe a year ago now. Just because, and some of our engineers sort of, I have to say, we sort of hacked it, and there's a little bit of a tricky way to make it happen, but it works. So, and I actually didn't, first off, like, we sort of, like, put it out there, and we actually didn't even do, like, marketing or telling people about it, but what one, there's another blog, I forgot the name, I'll send you guys the video. Somebody actually sort of discovered it. So we have a whole video that was taken, basically telling all the Android users, how do you actually play Flash video on Dolphin, which is something that it's definitely not obvious, but it's still tons of people wanted to watch videos on their mobile, and it's important. So you don't have to always go back to YouTube and to figure that out. It's very complicated. Right. So that's one. And I have to say, I'm definitely very proud of the fact that we have all these add-on. I think that to make it more open, we have open APIs. So, you know, a lot of, especially, you know, the developers now have access. So sort of our way of giving back to the developer community. So, you know, we're happy to work with everyone to help them to get more awareness for their app also. I mean, of course, it has to be sort of cases where it makes sense for our users. Yeah. And then you know, Dolphin Sonar, which is our voice feature. I just love it because I name it. I think sonar, you know, like the actual animal. Yeah. So, literally, dolphins have a real sonar. That's like sort of how they communicate, right? And I've gone back and forth with the team and like, oh, what should we call this voice? And we end up with the word sonar, and I love it.
So you came up with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you. That's awesome. That's good. Yeah. It's a great name. I love that name.
Yeah.
First of all, back to the Flash thing. I think that's originally why I think I installed Dolphin for the first time back in the day, because I think I was looking for a browser that played Flash. I think that's because I was this whole interview, I was trying to think back to the reason why I installed it in the first place. And I'm pretty sure that was it, but we have to verify that.
I think I installed it because the other browsers were horrible. But the Flash, the Flash video, who hasn't been on a website on your mobile phone? In Chrome or the stock browser and try to play a video and says, you don't have Flash installed. I think everybody who's had a phone more than a year has come across that at least once.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they're on Dolphin, then they just played it and kept going.
Yep.
So these add-ons to Dolphin, you're saying basically other developers are creating add-ons for Dolphin as well?
Yeah, we have if you go to, I think we have the developer garage. I think if you just go to developer.dolphin.com, you see our open API. And the concept is that, if someone wants to build on top of us, why not? And, they have full control of their own code and all that and put it out on Google Play. And then we have a little sort of our Dolphin sort of add-on recommendation. So we add it there and everybody sees it. So pretty open.
That's awesome. Let me ask one more question, Eric, and then you could fire away.
Okay.
I will install Dolphin probably tonight if it does this one thing, because I'm getting upset. I've tried all different browsers, and I kind of went back to stock just to see how it was, because that's getting updated too, and whatever. Now the stock browser in my phone, and I have a Nexus 5, when I go to a web page and when the page is loading, the loading bar is about as thin as they could possibly make it. It's like 1 pixel wide, and I can never tell when a page is loading or not loading. Hmm. How's Dolphin's loading bar? Is it visible?
Visible, definitely visible. I'm actually going to look at my phone right now.
That's going to be the make break for me right now on this. I will install it and probably keep it installed forever if it has a visible
very good. So I'm going to
loading bar.
Do that right now, okay? I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
As we speak.
All right, good.
Okay.
If I could see it over the Google Hangout, then I'm sold.
You can't see it.
That's
it's too bright. My phone is too bright. Wait.
That's okay.
Is this better?
There it is.
So I'm going to go to Google, and then you see that bar?
Did see it.
Oh, yeah. That works for me. All right.
I'm a Dolphin user. Sold.
That's right. See, I'm easy.
I already have it installed. You don't have to sell me.
Okay. Thank you for being a great user. But I in general, since we are on this just chatting, we love hearing feedback, because I think that sometimes there's all these different cases that people like. We just have no idea, right? So we wanted to know.
Right.
So more the merrier. So let us know.
Yeah. You probably would have never guessed you've got a user who wants a thicker loading bar.
Yeah, that's the first one.
See that? Can you make a special Steve Cherubino edition?
By the way,
half the screen is a loading bar.
Yeah. By the way, for this is another feature which is kind of silly, but it's actually really important. We actually allow our user to change their wallpaper, sort of the background, the wall of the browser. So you guys can put your own face on it if you want. So it will be the Steve browser.
Dude, I'll definitely do that. That's a great feature.
Yeah, because
how much real estate does a browser actually have to see the graphic, though?
Well, basically for us is that if you open this one. It's just sort of blank, right? So all the white space here, it could be your face instead of the plain white.
I want Eric's face.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So you can sort of make it more customized. The whole thing, I think, which we definitely need to improve even more, is I actually think that browser in general, it is a generic productivity utility type tool, right? And all our competitors are really serious people. I mean, you're talking about, I don't have to tell you who they are, and it's a serious stuff. But for us, we happen to pick our name Dolphin, and Dolphin is a fun, kind animals. And
yeah,
we definitely want to create more features and thoughts that is a friendly, this is your dolphin. You can do whatever you want with Dolphin. And because it learns. So if you wanted to make it look like Steve and Eric, you can. And if you want to talk to Steve and Eric, you can, and they will do things, you know. That's really what the spirit, I think, we want to create for the company. Because I think that all the other ones is so serious. And on a day-to-day basis, I mean, it's actually very hard to build a browser. All these standards constantly changing, and we participate in WC3, which is the whole web standard. Like, we go there, it's like people are serious people. And we think that browsing is one of those things that it should be personal and it should make it fun. And who cares, like, it's happened to be called browser because it's just from the old PC days. And it's really all about content discovery and how do you actually make it easy for them to get any information that you want from any input you want. So that's sort of like what we believe in.
You, talking about input, you talked about your sonar. It, just so the listeners know who may have not used browser, how do you summons that? Or, you know, like Google now has OK Google to bring theirs up. Is yours a button that you hold or a gesture?
Yeah, so ours, it's funny. You just shake it, and it turns on.
You shake it.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now what if you've got? Well, I guess this is not what you're supposed to do. But what if you have your phone in a car mount and you want to do a quick Google search or a browser search? Can you do anything like that to get to wake it up to listen to you talk into it?
Not yet, but thank you for the suggestion.
Okay. Okay. Eric, your car is probably going to be shaken enough that that's the amount that it would start anyway.
I'll just rock it. I'm big enough. I can make my car shake my phone.
Okay. Just slam the brakes.
Yeah, there you go.
Very good.
So, can I have
your turn.
I just wondered, what's the quirkiest kind of odd plug-in or add-on that people have submitted that it's just kind of different, you know, that you never thought may have been.
Yeah.
Do you have a quirky one?
So there is one. I think it was a couple. I don't know if it's this World Cup or it's the last World Cup. I guess we've been around for a long time. The last World Cup, somebody submitted a sort of World Cup add-on. But it was basically sort of changing the background and then turned Dolphin into different color that is like a World Cup theme. I think this year was Brazil, the one before was South Africa or something. So that was kind of odd. I guess, you know, we have a lot of overseas users that is totally into soccer. Actually, I am too. But that was sort of a very short lived, sort of like okay. But yeah.
Did it get a lot of downloads or installs?
It's okay. It's okay. I think like recently we had a really good one, which is called submitted one tap. So that was super creative. So that one is basically you can, let's say there's URL everywhere, right? There's a URL on your email, and you tap on it, and this guy created so that it sort of save it as a little bubble, so you don't open it right away, but it sort of save a little web page. Facebook did something before too, so that you just hang out there in the side, and then when you're ready, you tap on it, it opened Dolphin. So it's sort of like open in the background, even that you are on your email, so you don't get distracted. Huh. Yeah,
That's
pretty smart. I used it before also. Yeah, so you don't have to feel like, because every time you tap anywhere, right, any URL in the whole for your Android phone, you just sort of like, all of a sudden you go somewhere else you don't want to go. So this basically sort of let you hang out. Yeah.
Yeah, and then even if you like you're swiping through your home screens, that little icon stays there, right? Like, in other words, that thing that's popped up, it stays there no matter what app you're in. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, Facebook did that with their messenger, the messenger heads or whatever they call them.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I'm sold on Dolphin. I just like the whole, what can I say? Like the whole energy you bring in about it and like your whole philosophy as a company, it seems like a Dolphin. It's like a friendly browser. And it's nice.
Yeah,
it's nice
I'm
to have that.
Friendly.
It's like refreshing to have a browser that's like makes you smile. So I think it's great. Eric, is there anything else you wanted to ask Edith?
I think some people are a little concerned with how big Google's getting, even though we're using Android. Is there any like assurances that say we're like the tinfoil hat crowd, like I might be even considered one of the members of that, where like as far as people watching what you're browsing for, is Dolphin a good alternative for people who might be concerned about security and things like that and privacy?
Privacy.
Absolutely. We definitely do not. Nobody have cause yet. Well, please don't call us on access to any of the data. But to address that, like when that was whole thing going on, we actually created an other browser called Dolphin Zero, completely zero. Like the what that means is the minute that you exit the browser, it will literally give you a little shred that like you're shredding and do not keep any history. There's no bookmark, nothing. Particularly to address it, what you just said, Eric, like people who really care about it, and we, you know, but having said that, right, so for us, the normal Dolphin, we have bookmarks, people, because the more complete, you want bookmark, you want to, it's for our user need, but we also have a special version for people who really don't want any history, no bookmark, nothing. So there, we definitely have thought about it and thinking through, instead of trying to strip feature, we just have one that's super lightweight for people to use.
I like that. Did we bring Dolphin Zero to the show ever, Eric?
No, I didn't know about that.
All right, Edith, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. I love that you told us all about Dolphin, and hopefully after people listen to this, you're going to get a lot more users.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And that's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time.